dear listeners, you're listening to Israel On My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories relating to Israel every Thursday at 7 p.m. Israel time here on Israel News Talk Radio. G'day, Jason.
G'day. How are you, everybody?
Times of Israel. Article entitled "Lebanese Man Who Crossed Into Israel Thinks He's Jewish," father says.
Lebanese man that crossed into Israel now thinks he's Jewish.
No.
Okay.
He crossed into Israel because he thinks he's Jewish.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Why does he think he's Jewish?
Well, that's the question. But the security forces picked him up after arresting him at Kiryat Shmona bus station. And they contacted his father and said, look, it's all right. He's okay. He was unarmed, everything. He wasn't, trying to cause trouble. But we're just questioning whether he's, entirely okay in his mental state. His father went on the local news and said, my son's mind is not right. He says he was originally Jewish. Can you imagine a normal person doing such a thing?
Oh, man.
What kind of normal person would say that they're Jewish? Clearly, he's insane.
Clearly.
Now, we don't know anything about his mother.
Grief.
I mean, maybe there's a bit of a story in the background of this chap.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something interesting that he found out in his family tree, and he thought, I'm going to go to Israel, stick around Lebanon. But according to the father, insane. He's gone nuts. He's crazy. Who in their right mind would say, I'm Jewish? Who would do that? Anyway.
As shocking as it is, in the kind of day-by-day thing that we get up to, we often come across people that think they're Jewish and they have no...
all the time.
Yeah, they have no heritage at all.
They have no heritage. They have no family tree. They have no genetic evidence whatsoever. But it's okay for them to do it. But if you stumble across the border from Lebanon and you try that on, it's not going to work for you, apparently.
To give him some credit, he put his money where his mouth is and took the walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That reminds me of a quote. Ben Gurion, I think it was, who said, anyone who wants to be Jewish is Jewish.
He said that? Let's see that get passed.
Anyone who is crazy enough to declare himself a Jew is a Jew, according to Ben Gurion. There you go.
Oh, who's going to argue with Ben Gurion?
Yeah, that's nobody. Right. That's probably what this bloke thought.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope he finds the spiritual, physical home that he is hoping for.
Don't go away, people. We'll be back right after these messages. The remainder of the program is all about sex. You won't want to miss it. Listeners, you're listening to Israel On My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories relating to Israel every Thursday at 7 p.m. Israel time here on Israel News Talk Radio. G'day, Jason.
G'day.
This week's program, all about sex.
About what?
Sex.
Oh, okay,
All about sex. First cup off the rank. Israeli sex mania, a global threat, says PATB. This is in the Jerusalem Post, and according to a Palestinian Authority broadcast, Israel is using sex as a weapon, and the CIA is controlling global moods through hallucinogens.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I love this. This is great because the guy's name, right, according to a Palestinian Authority TV host, Imad Hamato, that's his name. Now, that's his name. And I thought, for sure, when I read that, I thought, no, this is all made up. This is just having a bit of a joke. Yeah. But no, it's real. His name is Imad Tomato. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't have been that popular in school. I mean, first of all, what would his nickname be?
Oh, I'd say, have you seen Hamato? And they'd be like, Hamato? And they'd be like, yeah, Hamato. You mean Hamato? Hamato, Hamato, who cares?
First of all, you'd... I mean, I think if he went to my school, he'd be I'm a Tomato.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
I'm a Tomato. And I think that's what I'm going to call him for the duration of this. So according to Palestinian Authority TV host I'm a Tomato, Israel is waging war against the Muslim world via, quote, sex mania. In a broadcast translated by the Palestinian Media Watch, Tomato, who was appointed by the Palestinian Authority, President Mahmoud Abbas, as Dean of Gaza's Al-Azhar Institutes in October 2016, can be seen denouncing Israel's threats to Muslim modesty protocols. He says, "Our conflict today between us and Israelis is the conflict between spirit and body," Tomato says. "Israel's," he goes on to say, "Israel's global media has expanded, and its war against the Arabs and Muslims is through sex mania, which it distributes globally. Israel had to use this sex mania," as we mentioned in a previous lesson, so he's talked about this before, "in order to destroy the spirit of Arabs and Muslims. Everything among the Muslims has died except for their lust." Everything among the Muslims has died except for their lust. Tomato goes on to specify exactly what kind of immodesty was spreading. He goes on to say, "Therefore we see filth and immodesty on many satellite channels, pictures and ads for penis enlargements, and all sorts of things. All of these are contrary to modesty." Now, the question becomes, why does Tomato think that the Jews would do such a thing? Well, he says it's because, quote, "the Jews, as it says in the Quran, believe only in the body, not in the spirit. What has Israel given to the world in our times aside from moral corruption and corrupt values?"
I'll tell you what they've given him.
Yeah, go on.
Cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, cherry tomatoes.
And that may be why he's so frustrated.
Yeah.
And maybe why he wants to grow his own.
"I'm a tomato. Aside from the use of drugs and pills." So that's apparently what we're good for being sexually depraved and the use of drugs and pills. Tomato then turns on a longstanding ally of Israel, the United States, who he claims has been controlling the moods of the citizens of the Middle East using drugs in Brave New World fashion. He goes on to say, "I said in a previous lesson," I said in a previous lesson, which means this is an ongoing theme for him, that he talks about these things, "that the CIA has a unit called the Unit for Creating Global Mood. They look at a map." This is, and I like to imagine that they do this in the morning with their, you know, coffee and a donut, and they get in and they go, "Oh, boy, I had a rough sleep last night. Okay, what are we doing? Oh, let's just have a look at the map. Let's make this country angry. We'll make this one happy, and let's make these ones a little bit afraid." And this is the way he kind of talks about it, the global mood. They look at a map. What is appropriate for Gaza or Jordan or Syria? Tramadol pills, mood enhancers, hallucinatory substances. They are produced in India and sent to Israel and distributed in Sinai. Afterwards... Can you imagine people? Anyway, afterwards they are spread in the region in order to destroy what remains of our children's values. Yeah.
The sad thing underneath this is that he's accepting that one of the largest types of drug that has been taken in that area are antidepressants and painkillers. Mm. That says more about the quality of life under PA authority than it does about anything else. Why would you choose? I mean, why isn't it cannabis or ease or ecstasy? You know, well, yeah. Ease or ecstasy, but something like that. If you were going to flood with a drug, why would it be a prescription drug that could only be issued through a doctor, which has decided that you're a depressed person?
That's a good point.
It's sad.
You better write to Iman Tomato and put him straight.
I will. I'll say, spend less time looking at the ads for penis enlargement. Get over it. There's nothing you can do about it.
No.
And spend more time trying to be and grow a nice community where people are happy to live. Because the Arabs that live within Israel, that have jobs within Israel, and they make up a larger than 50% of the workforce, are completely happy to do it. You don't see them queuing up for antidepressants. They're probably too busy having sex.
Probably. Sex maniacs that they are. The article goes on to say that Tomato has long been a controversial character on the topic of Israel and religion in general. In 2006, he called on the Pope to repent and ask for forgiveness and added, "We want to use the words of the Prophet Muhammad and tell the Pope, Azlim Taslam." Azlim Taslam was a phrase that was taken from the letters sent by the Prophet Muhammad to the chiefs of tribes in his times, in which he urged them to convert to Islam to spare their lives. So convert or die. Party on with Iman Tomato.
Yeah. He sounds like a lot of fun.
doesn't he?
Mm. So does that mean that when you visit Israel later this year on your tour, there's going to be like a seedy underbelly area element of the tour where you're going to take people around to sex dens and
I would have thought that, I mean, the way that Imut's motto is talking about it, everyone should be out of control. It doesn't matter where you go. I don't think you need to go to the dark, you know, alleyways. The way Imut's motto is talking about it, it's happening all over the place.
I remember queuing up to get a converter so I could plug in my iPod, and I didn't get attacked by anybody. And I waited a really long time. Even after I got it, I waited, but nobody came.
Now, so, the Jerusalem Post go on to share a link. It says, while there is no evidence of Israel exporting sex mania as weapons or otherwise, here's a list of seven other contributions Israel has made to the world. First of which on that list is, of course, Gal Gadot.
Mm.
And I have heard from men who are not married that she's a bit of all right.
I've heard that too.
Yep. I wouldn't know and you wouldn't know because we are married.
I've never even looked her up online. I don't even know what she looks like, but apparently she's a lady and quite pretty.
Yes.
In some ways, apparently, to some people.
That's right. Mm. She's number one. And on wonderful, incredible new things from Israel. Number two on the list, by the way, is a weed inhaler. In other words, you know how like asthmatics have that puffer?
Yep.
So Israel have invented a cannabis puffer.
Wow. Yeah. Is that a medical thing?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I've seen medical reports, and you get kids and they have fits because of different types of illnesses they have, and they take a puff of this stuff and it calms the body right down. Actually, you know, there's a story right now in Ireland because medical marijuana is something that has been okayed here, but you still have to go through a huge process to get it. And I think only one kid's been okay. And there's this boy and he has a particular illness that causes him to have up to 60 fits a day, and any one of them could kill him. Yeah, he's in bits. And the mother, I think, is a Northern Irish lady, and she found out about this treatment, and she went to America to have a look at that. And then she went to Spain to buy the medication. But when she came back, they tried to take it off her at customs because they said it was illegal. And then it got into all the papers and stuff. And this is exactly the kind of thing that would be a medical use breathing aid. That when your child starts to have issues and spasm, you put this over his mouth, he breathes in, his whole body calms down. Mm. And because it's calm, it's not spasming anymore, and he won't die. And that she's like, that's all I'm thinking about, is not dying. I don't care about going to prison.
That's it.
So, no, it's a great thing.
That is, by the way, Israeli pharmaceutical giant Teva, T-E-V-A, that have that technology. Good on them. But we're getting off the topic. We've got to get back on the topic. There's a few other things on this particular list that Jerusalem Post shared. One of them is a story on Richard Gere, not one of my favorite people now since he went to Israel and sprouted a whole lot of crap. But there is a story about Richard Gere and a gerbil, but not so much to do with Israel, so we probably won't go on to that either. We've got a couple of minutes before the break. Do you have anything you want to add before we go to the break?
Only that, while we're talking about tomatoes, weirdly, Jerusalem Post had a letter that was written from a selection of vegetables thanking Israel, and it's worth a read, and you will find that on our Facebook page, Israel on My Mind. Go to Facebook, type in Israel on My Mind in the search bar, and you'll find all the stories we're talking about today, plus some extra ones. And you can also find all of the previous shows we've done, which are a lot of fun to listen to, on SoundCloud and at Israel News Talk Radio. You can pick any of those and click them, and they'll start playing straight away. If you do go to SoundCloud, please hit the little heart on the app to let us know that you enjoyed the show.
We hit a record. Last programs, a lot of our listeners have been hitting the heart. Thank you very much for that. I'm not sure what it does, but it makes us feel warm and fuzzy.
It does, yeah, and it lets us know that you are listening.
It lets us know that you love us. That's what it means. A little heart means you love us, or at least me.
Yeah. And once you've got used to hitting the heart, we're going to ask you to send us $10. Yeah. No, we're not really.
No.
But it's like a Pavlov dog kind of thing.
We're going to go to a break now. We'll be back right after these messages. Don't go away. dear listeners, you are listening to Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories relating to Israel. I'm trying not to laugh. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. Israel time here on Israel News Talk Radio. Why? Because it's all a little bit funny, this this particular program, because it's all about sex, thanks to I'm a Tomato. And so, and no doubt he'll be listening to this, fuming.
Yeah.
He'll be red in the face like a tomato.
Mm.
Sex and business among medieval Cairo's Jews goes on display at Cambridge. This is the Times of Israel. Alan Ben Zion penned this. Well, I don't think he penned it. I don't think he used pens anymore. I think he probably typed it out. Didn't you, Alan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm glad we got that straight. Okay, Long Pepper. I'm gonna need you to help me with this. Long Pepper Galanga. What's Galanga?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Galanga. Ginger, and here's one for you. Aristolochia.
It sounds like they're herbs or something.
Yeah, yeah. An ounce of each. Cinnamon and anise. Is it anise? A-N-I-S-E?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, cool, cool. 2 ounces of each. Clove, mace, and nutmeg. 1/4 ounce of each.
Hmm.
Okay. These exotic ingredients are not only intended to spice up a dish, but also a man's sex life. And all the blokes listening suddenly went, what? So I'm going to read it out again. Long pepper, galanga, you'll have to look that up and find out what that is. Ginger and aristolochia, A-R-I-S-T-O-L-O-C-H-I-A, an ounce of each. Cinnamon and anise. 2 ounces.
Galangal, I'll just jump in. Galangal is a variety of the ginger family, a herb used in cooking, especially Indonesian and Thai cuisines. So there we go. There you go. It looks kind of like ginger.
Okay. Clove, mace, and nutmeg, 1/4 ounce of each. Okay. This aphrodisiac recipe intended for nephew of Saladin, the Sultan Omar, was part of a Judeo-Arabic draft scrawled by Maimonides.
Oh.
How's that? In the 12th century that was found in Cairo. It's one of several dozen fragments of text from the Cairo Geniza featured in an exhibit opening at Cambridge University. It's probably on display now. There's a whole lot of stuff. But it all has to do with, you know, everyday, like normal everyday folk, Jews that lived in medieval Cairo, and it deals with stuff like marriage, death, love, business, and sex.
Hmm. You don't really think about Maimonides as a doctor, but he absolutely was a doctor of medicine. That's why he had that position. But I have to say, with that amount of herbs and spices, I don't know how prepared I'd be for some adult quality time.
Yeah, I'm guessing if I had that, I'd be spending some quality time in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's
probably,
right.
Probably, yeah, cleansing my inside
self.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, that's a different diet and a different people. And, you know, I'm sure that a medieval Egyptian Jewish person in Ireland would look at a burger and chips and think it was the most disgusting thing in the world.
Mm, true.
And not an aphrodisiac, which it usually is.
A burger and chips?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be fair, it's an aphrodisiac for another burger and chips, but it gets my heart pulsing.
Right. I mean, I look at this recipe and I think that's, you know, if you've got a sore throat, you've got a bit of a cold, you need to clear your head a bit.
Oh, yeah.
This is it. Mm. This is it. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll go looking for the ingredients. Well, no, I'm not going to report on this.
No, you don't. Let me know.
Well, I'm going to look for the ingredients. I found them and I mixed them all together. I tell you what. No, I won't.
Walk for a week.
Yeah, but right. I'll tell you what, no. If the listeners want to chime in on this, you want to go and find all of this stuff and mix it together, you know, feel free to write in. Yeah. I don't mind reading your private life out on the radio.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Yeah. This is a symbiotic relationship.
That's it. All right, moving on.
This is never gonna air.
No.
All right.
What do you mean? This is all from legitimate. This again, the Times of Israel. I'm sticking with it. Gabe Friedman. wrote this. Einstein was a sex magnet, apparently.
Mm.
Apparently, he was a bit of a ladies' man.
He had good hair. Well, no, that's true. He was a ladies' man. He had a very interesting private life.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I won't go into it, but...
what do you know that I don't know?
Only that, you know, you kind of think Einstein, nice guy, gets up in the morning, kisses his wife on the cheek, goes off to work, comes home, she has dinner at 4 a.m, and he talks about the weather. No, I got around.
Did he?
He did.
All right. Apparently he was married twice and had several mistresses.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a bit of a goer.
A goer. Yes, the E equals MC squared, and E was Einstein in that. All right. yeah. No, he had a very interesting life. So it's worth looking into. If you're at home, do some homework, Einstein.
Yeah, we'll be sharing all these on our Facebook page. You can do the research there. Naked people. Are you ready? Now, you'll like this, being the artist that you are.
Okay. Being a naked person.
Okay. This is by Amy Spiro, and this is in Jerusalem Post once again. Are they naked? The sheer genius of this Israeli body artist. Body art.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. His name is Avi Ram. And Avi Ram's been traveling up and down Israel in the past few weeks, and he has been painting people. And what he does is he paints the backdrop, like he paints them in front of a really cool backdrop, and he paints the backdrop on them so that it is as if, you know, when the photo is taken from a particular angle, it's as if the people aren't there. They have the art that is on their body is it kind of makes it look like there's you're kind of seeing a ghost if you like. It's sort of like a transparent person,
like Predator.
Yeah, like Predator or that blue chick in X-Men.
Yeah, the chameleon lady. Oh man, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, chameleon lady. Yeah, I thought you always know this stuff.
Nope, it's gone. Look at this. I'm embarrassed of myself.
Yeah, that's terrible. You're going to look it up now anyway. Like Predator. He could do that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the pictures, and it is pretty clever. Now, you know, when you have a look, it does look like sort of like a translucent naked person standing in front of a, a pretty impressive backdrop. But what it is that they've got skin-colored underwear. And Avi does an excellent job painting the backdrop in such a way that they're almost invisible. In fact, at first glance, a lot of these you look at and you think, I don't see a person. It's only when you look closely and you can kind of make out the outline. It really is very, very clever. Anyway, naked people. I mean, it's not sex per se, but, you know.
No, it's not.
It's not. On its way.
It's the only – the interesting thing about that, I mean, the guy is obviously a good artist. But he could do that to anything, right? He could pick a tree and then paint the tree to make it look like what's behind the tree, so the tree becomes invisible.
Mm.
But it's more interesting because there's someone kind of virtually in the buff, and that's why people are super interested, because they want to see if they can make out the person, not the background.
Yeah,
but there is talent. Some people do that with they paint clothes onto people, you know, so they'll paint on a t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Mystique is the woman's name. Finally.
Mystique. Okay.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence. And she has that done literally to her. So the character can change into what she wants. But Jennifer Lawrence, when she was playing that, that's all body paint. So she's not wearing a suit on top of what her regular clothes, as much as she's wearing a certain amount of body paint and a little bit of latex here and there to cover up her personal life.
Right. There it is. This just occurred to me. And I swear this just occurred to me. It just happens to be Israel's 69th birthday, and we can move on from there.
I don't know why that's relevant.
No, I don't know why it's relevant either. Here's something else that might get us into trouble because I haven't read it yet. This is in Forbes magazine. The science behind why you overshare after sex. What does overshare mean?
When you say too much about yourself.
Oh, when you talk too much. And this is by, believe it or not, this is by Bruce Lee.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
The guy who wrote this, his name is Bruce Lee.
Oh, man.
That is pretty cool. Forget awesome. Fortune, a recent study entitled, quote, Sex Unleashes Your Tongue, See, now, I didn't even get time to read this, and I just sort of started reading it, and I thought this might be a bit too risque to read when I...
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what it meant by overshare, but now that you've told me, I'm thinking, okay, maybe this isn't quite as risque as I thought it was.
Mm.
Okay.
It's that vulnerable bit that people have, they share an intimate moment, and then all of the charade and wool falls away, and some people are embarrassed by that, and they put on their clothes and run away, and some people want to... share themselves and all of their personal private information, which they never would have done a few hours before.
Because you're relaxed and, you know, there's...
Yeah. Warm, the afterglow.
Published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology bulletin shows how even considering sex may get people to overshare information. Don't take the title of this study too literally or get excited by it. By Unleash Your Tongue, the study authors from the Inter... Now, get this. Because people are wondering, what's this got to do with Israel? The study authors from the Interdisciplinary Center Herzliya in Israel, there's the connection, mean how sex can eventually lead to pillow talk or spilling secrets to your partner, even if you don't really know your partner. Okay, there you go.
Interesting.
That's the connection.
If you are looking for ideas for bedroom gymnastics, Israel has been picked as the host of the 2018 European Judo Championships. So if you want a little fun game between consenting adults, you can watch that in 2018.
There you go.
Pause the TV at any point, and good luck with that. See how it goes.
Okay. It's like a really hardcore game of Twister, isn't it, really?
It is. Hardcore may be the wrong word for that.
All right, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages. Don't go away. Dear listeners, you're listening to Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories relating to Israel every Thursday at 7 p.m. Israel time here on Israel News Talk Radio. Jason, guess what?
What?
Things BDS can't have.
How do I forget about that every week?
That's where we're at. And I'll tell you right now what they can't. Well, I'll tell you what they can have. They can have Roger Waters. Take him, please.
Yes, they can.
You can have him. Just take him.
I think he was the first person we spoke about when we started doing this show.
He was. Yeah. He was, actually. And if I remember correctly, that was a Daily Prior article. It was funny. It was talking about Roger Waters trying out the latest acoustics in the Hamas terror tunnels. He's down there specifically for the acoustics. No other reason. For his recording for the next album. Roger Waters, you can have him, BDS. But I tell you who you can't have, BDS, is that Radiohead. And this article is in the Times of Israel. Roger Waters says Radiohead determined to play Tel Aviv. So he tried. Nice. He tried and tried and tried. He urged and urged and urged. He wrote letters. He had tantrums. But no, Radiohead's going to play. Ah, oh,
sweet.
I really like Radiohead. Really do. Pavlo Honey, The Bends, and OK Computer, they define so much of the 90s for me.
And I like their ethos. I mean, they've made money now. They're kind of consistently going to make cash with their tours. And, you know, often their albums will go up and they'll say, well, pay what you think it's worth. And that's it's kind of a brave thing to do because in this day and age, most people, if they're unscrupulous, will rob things off the net anyway. So there's no way they're going to get any money. But they're saying, look, you can come here, and if you want to pay a penny, pay a penny, but pay something.
Mm.
And people react to that very well. It's a shame that artists can't get the money they deserve for their products now. But they, the first people I remember saying, you can come to the website and pay what you think it's worth. And that's a very progressive way forward. So good for them.
Good for them.
Supporting Israel.
I hope they do very well. They are playing this summer in Tel Aviv, and no doubt it will be packed. It'll be packed out. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's already sold out. But Radiohead, good on you.
Mm.
What else can't BDS have?
There is a new Israeli invention to treat resistant hypertension. Hypertension is an issue with blood pressure.
Hmm.
And this particular Israeli invention is called Mobis HD, and it's an implanted thing that people put into their body that tricks the body into sorting its own blood pressure down when it gets too high.
That's
a trick. It says, well, it says in this article, which was on Israel 21C, that 75 million Americans have hypertension. That's more than 5 million, and more than 5 million of them are resistant to drug therapy. So you can often go on a kind of series of drugs that will try to relieve your high blood pressure. And this item is implanted into the carotid artery, where it amplifies the signal sent from the artery's bioreceptor nerves, prompting these nerves to alert the brain continuously that the person's blood pressure is very high. So I think what it does, in effect, is it shouts to the brain something that may normally be whispered, so the brain takes larger steps to fix the problem.
Mm.
The brain responds by signaling the blood vessels to dilate, allowing more blood through more quickly and reducing blood pressure.
Nice.
It's pretty neat. The article will be on Israel on My Mind. You can have a look at it there. And if you've got a family member with hypertension, and it's amazing how many there are, maybe this is something they can look at in the future. They support Israel.
I bet Imit Smarto suffers from hypertension.
Oh, I bet he does.
Did you, speaking of the 90s, did Ireland get a monorail when they were cool? Monorail in Dublin?
We have a tram system, which is exactly the same tram system as Jerusalem.
Oh, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, same tracks, same cars, but no monorail.
You didn't get a monorail.
I think the Simpsons episode for monorail came out before Ireland ever thought about getting the monorail, and I think that put them off.
Put them off.
Did you ever see that Simpsons episode with the monorail?
But it was too late for us because we already had one.
Ah, no.
And you know what we did to it, though? This was in Sydney. They put a monorail around Sydney. We used it for a few years, and then we said, it's kind of pointless. Let's sell it to Tasmania. So we did.
Really?
Now they've got it. And they're probably going, what are we doing with this?
Yeah, poor Tasmania.
I don't know how they took it apart and transported it down to Tasmania.
Yeah.
That's what we did for it. And the reason why I bring it up is because Israel, a new way to travel, Skytran. Skytran. It looks like a monorail, but upside down. They look like little, you know, the little spaceships that the Jetsons would get around in?
Yeah.
It's like that dangling from a monorail. That's what it looks like.
So you're closer to the ground and there's nothing in the way?
I don't know.
If it falls off?
No, it's elevated on a monorail. It says Skytran, an innovative company with Israeli roots, is promising to change the way people get from place to place. Sounds kind of familiar, but it continues, headquartered at the NASA Research Center near Mountain View, California. Skytran is developing a patented, it's high speed, that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, see, now that's what we all wanted when we heard about in Sydney. I mean, I remember when I heard about the monorail, I had visions of great, you know, traveling at the speed of light on this, you know, this space age technology. And then when we got on it, it was just sort of like, you know, really? We paid all this money I can walk this fast.
Yes.
Wasn't that exciting? But they've got one now and it dangles from the monorail, but it is high speed, Skytran kind of.
Yeah, I'm sure it's amazingly safe and fabulous, but I don't know if I want to dangle at high speed.
No, apparently not only is it high speed, it's low cost. It's elevated personal rapid transportation system, PRT. The Skytran network of computer-controlled two-person jet-like vehicles employs unique state-of-the-art Skytran magnetic levitation technology. How does it do that when it's dangling from the...
Oh, so it probably goes up the sides of the track on each side and then hooks onto the top.
Yeah, you're right.
And then there'd be like superconductive batteries which are pushing away from each other so it hovers. And then the battery at the back, the magnet at the back will be consistently on, pushing it slightly forward, and it's be kind of constantly be pulled along on this bed of air.
That's really cool.
That's neat, eh?
Okay, I can get excited about this. Skytran moves passengers in a fast, safe, green, and economical manner. Okay.
Yeah, that's neat. I'd happily watch someone do that.
And after, after a little while, you'd get on?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I'd be up for this.
I mean, when we went to Masada and did the chair thing at Masada.
Yeah, the ski lift or whatever was, it was. Yeah, there's no
snow. That was only mildly scary. That was okay.
Yeah, you're all right.
I don't do heights, and I certainly don't do hanging by a wire at heights. Aeroplanes. I'm kind of okay on aeroplanes once I'm in the air.
Right.
Taking off and landing, terrifying.
Anyway, new technology in conjunction with Israeli know-how, and so this seems to be the way of the future, but not for BDS. They cannot enjoy this space-age, high-speed, Jetson-like technology. Can't get on it.
Mm.
Not for you. Here's something. This is good. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this is off a list, by the way. I'm reading from a list on No Camels. It is entitled Innovation Nation, 12 Israeli Inventions That Are Changing the World. Now, Skytran was the last on the list. But also on this list is Prepex. Now, this is not really on the subject of sex, but again, slightly related. Circumcising millions to cut HIV risk. Now, this is a type of circumcision, right? It's basically a do-it-yourself, and it's a freebie, right? This is amazing stuff, and there's a little video that talks about it. I watched it. It's not even 2 minutes long, and it talks about how the importance of. Well, actually, I'll tell you what the stats are. It says it would prevent approximately 150,000 new HIV cases in Africa.
Wow!
So they've delivered more than 1 million devices in order to be able to do that. They're cheap. They can be applied yourself, and within a week, the job is done. Now, this is a procedure that is, for the most part, it claims, pain-free. And I can say that it is, because this is a procedure similar to that which my boys undertook when they were circumcised, which was not on the eighth day. It was a little bit later, once we had come back to the Torah. And the boys were, I think, 8 and 10, if I remember correctly. And they were circumcised using a very, very similar technique. It was so pain-free that the afternoon, right, that they had this done, they wanted to go to the beach and they went swimming in salt water.
That's awesome.
Not kidding. And that's how good this thing is. And within a week or so, the device was removed. And the job was done. Very, very neat, pain-free, and reasonably cheap. In this case, donated and handed out, like as I said, a million devices handed out around HIV-infected areas.
It's kind of a little, rather than a knife, it's kind of a little collar, isn't it, that you fit on?
Yeah, exactly. Or a ring, yeah. And it's tied, the foreskin is tied over, and over time that literally just drops off, and the job is done.
That's neat.
It's really good. Prepex, yeah. Mm. Well done, Israel. But see now, and again, what a silly thing. I mean, what are the BDS people going to say? Oh, you're suffering from HIV. Here's this thing that could save you, but don't use it because it's Israeli. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, idiots.
Idiots.
How long do we have left?
We don't have any time. We've run out of time.
Oh, man.
Must be time for the jingle. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Things BDS can't have. That's it for the week.
It's epic. You can find that on iTunes.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join us again next week. Until then, have a great one.